National and world news from CBS News Radio. It's 7:10 and time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
1, 2, 3.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Get up! Get your stuff together! Without that funk, it's so
loud. Welcome back in as we roll along here on a Monday. Manic Monday. Brian, John, Dalton here with you. Second hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
The gang's all here.
We're here each and every day.
No days off.
No, nothing. Let's don't get on that. Let's don't be negative.
Not again.
Not again. Because there's nothing going to happen.
Well, I didn't mean it negatively. Just
sure you did.
You know,
no days off.
Like the.
No, I don't get any days off.
No, it's a phrase. You know,
yeah.
No days off.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's the thing. People wear it on T-shirts.
That's not how you meant it, though.
Nothing's going to change.
No, never.
We're here
forever,
and we just want to try to make the second hour for Brian as peaceful and calm as we possibly can.
It's like the when you get into secret agent agency, you know, there's only one way you get out of this job.
Murder.
Well, I like the way you said that.
Yeah.
A little later on, here in a couple of minutes, we're going to hear from Bart Walker and our friend Kim Hillsman over at Sunshine Nutrition Center. That's some of our Monday morning conversation, and who knows what we'll get into. Oh, what's bugging us coming up here, too. But right now, we check on weather.
Good morning, guys. We are looking at a very wet week out there, as we're going to have off and on chances of rain and possibly even a few thunderstorms at times as well. Throughout your day today, rain showers are likely, and we'll see a couple of embedded thunderstorms. Highs are only going to be at 61. Up to a half an inch of rain may fall. Shower and thunderstorm activity does continue tonight with a low at 54. Warmer on your Tuesday with more rain, 68. Right now, 51.
It's Krista at Fleet Feet. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is dedicated to providing superior fit from all fitness enthusiasts. Once we assess the biomechanics of your foot, we'll mine through our extensive product selection and come up with the best shoes that's best for you. Two doors down from Carrabba's at the intersection of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Watching traffic really start to get heavy here on 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Give yourself extra time out here just to be on the safe side. It's already building inbound 41 Murfreesboro Pike. Traffic's on the increase now down Sam Ridley coming from Smyrna down towards the interstate. Hey, Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call Nash Painting today. Get a 10% discount. Call 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Toots.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, at Toots today, that would be the boneless buffalo chicken fingers and fries. Shaken in your favorite sauce, buffalo sauce, maybe honey barbecue. Try them shaken in the Cajun. You'll like that, too. A little side of the zip sauce. Just a suggestion on your buffalo chicken fingers and fries. Also, buffalo wings are just 50 cents today when you head over to Toots for lunch.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, this show kind of feels like this. Walking
500 miles.
On a Monday, it does, anyway.
Haven't heard that song in a while.
Ba-da-da-da.
Don't scream.
Jeez. That's what you got to do when that song plays.
Speaking of what's bugging me.
Yeah. Is that what time is it time for that?
Well, I guess it could be time for that.
Whatever's we don't bugging plan you. Anything wrong.
Whatever's bugging you. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
You bug me, baby.
So we're going to talk here for, 5 minutes or so about what's bugging us.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go first. You're all looking at me. Okay.
You always seem to go first. You must have a lot to get off your chest.
Well, I'm 63. Mm. I have a lot more years to complain about stuff. Today we're going to talk about commercials.
Ah.
TV commercials, now internet commercials, Facebook commercials. You know, when you first started out with Facebook, you just read a little thing and you'd go right through it. Oh no, not now. If it's over 30 seconds long, they'll put an ad in there.
Oh, in the videos.
Yeah, in the videos. Yeah, this just drives me crazy. I always had never liked TV commercials. My favorite channel, the Hallmark Channel, the Channel of Love. They have commercials, like 12 commercials to every 8 minutes of dialogue in the movie. You know, 12-minute commercials, an 8-minute dialogue, then another 12 minutes.
So how do you like it so much?
I tape them and just fast forward.
But you do
it.
Like radio commercials.
Oh, I love radio commercials.
Yeah, they're great.
They kind of flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's on a show like this. The more commercials, the merrier.
We got to break it up. Get them out of there.
And then finally, my last part that bugs me about
you
commercials.
Bug me, babe.
It's a two-parter.
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by. No, you get on YouTube and you're ready to see something, you know, and then they have a commercial and they have skip ad. Well, if they've got a button for you to skip an ad, why do you even have the commercial? What's the point?
Well, you get the first 5 seconds, and they have to put the most important part of that in there, I guess.
I can't. So the way that the YouTube ads work is if you pay for a skippable ad, it's cheaper to buy than it is to buy one that you can't skip. You pay more money for an ad that you can't skip. So the people, if they have skip ads, those companies cheaped out on what they wanted to advertise. So they can upload a 30-second video as their advertisement, but they only get to show 5 seconds of it before that skip ad comes up. Now, if they pay an extra, let's say $100, then their whole 30-second ad plays. And I think that's worse for everybody.
I've got a feeling it's more than $100.
No, you pay per person that sees it. So you know.
That doesn't help it that it keeps from bugging me.
Oh, well, yeah, I can put an ad block on your computer.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm cured. Everything's okay now.
Well, okay. So that's what's bugging John. Here's what's bugging me.
You bug me, babe.
When you go through the drive-thru line at your favorite local restaurant, and the conversation goes something like this.
Psst.
I would like 2 honey butter biscuits.
What was that?
You know, I would like 2 honey butter biscuits, and I would like a breakfast burrito.
Okay.
And then...
Sounds like Bane.
you pull
2
around.
2 honey butter biscuits.
Uh-huh. And then you pull around and, you said you wanted a burrito? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. And then gives me the bag without and doesn't say, okay, I'll ring it up again or anything like that. So
you just drove off?
Well,
can't go in.
She didn't really seem very happy to oblige me by adding another product. So
you also have to factor in that she now has to work breakfast and didn't before.
Well, I didn't say where I went.
Well, we just tried the honey butter biscuits this morning.
I was just using that as an example.
Yeah, they do. You can get some really bad.
The drive-through. Put a speaker that works.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a time where communication should not be this hard.
That gets me about the cameras, surveillance cameras. Why do they always look so low quality? Well, our phones record in. You know,
you can hear the guy on the Ring doorbell better than you can hear the person at the drive-thru. So that's what's bugging me.
You bug me, babe.
And I've got 30 seconds.
Yes.
Well, mine's simple, and I think you are both going to agree with me. Stickers. When they put a sticker on a product that rips when you take it off.
Mm.
Put Easy Peel stickers on everything, and you solve everybody's issues. Don't put stickers that are hard to take off, because I don't want to have to scrub sticker residue off my product.
They put it on a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know.
And you got to scrub it to get it off.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, that is a real good one.
That is a good one.
It irritates me.
It irritates the fire out of me.
It bugs me, baby.
It does.
You bug me, babe.
More coming up in a second.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
This is a paid legal ad.
Big truck injury cases are more complicated than traditional car accident cases. Big trucks have to follow specific federal regulations, and our law firm knows that law. To aid our clients, we also work with experts in the fields of accident reconstruction and the evaluation of damages. If you or a family member has been involved in a trucking accident, you need a lawyer who focuses on representing people injured in trucking accidents. You need the law offices of John Day, 615-867-9900.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
Huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's Shoes and Boots. Shake off the cold with 30% off warm and durable Columbia vests. Plus, French's bargain racks are always packed with huge discounts. But for a limited time, get an additional 50% off every pair of winter and fashion boots. Hurry to French's because these deals won't last.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're going to start off with some bad habits. I think we all have enough of those, but at least we're going to point them out to you, and you can hopefully avoid them. What about drinking drinks that are loaded with sugar?
Yes, this to me is probably the number one bad habit that people can have. It's debated, you know, whether or not doing this is worse or doing that is worse, but most people can agree that there's no benefit to doing sodas. It really doesn't provide any benefit. And we can also throw a lot of our beverages into that category as well, too. Oftentimes when I'm going through the drink aisle, I'm just trying to find 100% fruit juice. And you know how hard that is to find? Because almost every single fruit juice, in quotation marks, is got sugar in the, is either the first or the second ingredient, which is crazy to me because apples, oranges, pineapples, mangoes, like all these fruits on their own have enough sugar in them. We don't have to add sugar on top of that. So a wonderful thing happened a couple of years ago with the nutrition labeling changes in 2018, where companies actually have to list how much added sugar is in the products. Because before, you would look on the side of a label and it would say sugar is 29 grams. It was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of sugar. And it is, regardless of whether it's naturally occurring or not. 29 grams is a lot of sugar. That's 7 teaspoons of sugar. So imagine taking a glass of water and pouring 7 teaspoons of sugar there. You would go, oh my gosh, that's disgusting, right? Well, that's what a lot of people are drinking. And some of those things have more than that, which is even sadder. So, but now those labels have to say added sugar. So it will tell you how much is naturally occurring versus how much is added. So when you look on the side and you see that it's got 32 grams of added sugar, put it back, right? So the first thing is we want to try to get away from anything that's got added sugar in it, which is going to cut out a lot of beverages that people are probably currently drinking. You know, people may not know that orange juice is better than something like Sunny D. Sunny D has a lot of added sugar in it. 100% orange juice has sugar that's naturally occurring from the oranges. So we want to avoid that. The other thing that people a lot of times get in trouble with is drinking beverages that they don't even know what the sugar content is. Mm. You go through the drive-through, they don't usually put the sugar content on the side of the cup when they give you your Starbucks drink, right? You have no idea how much sugar it is. You'll have to go on the website, look up nutritional facts, which I'm sure most people aren't doing, to see how much sugar something has in it. And you might be very, very disappointed when you find out how much it is. Oh, that's why my pumpkin latte or what have you tastes so great. It has so much sugar in it. So that's the first thing I really want people to sort of focus on with their beverages is how much added sugar are they getting in their drinks, and realize that this is not all the sugar that you're getting from your diet, but this is one of the most heaviest concentrated ways that we get it. And people a lot of times can drink a lot of calories, and beverages is one of those things that, especially restaurants, they make a lot of money off of, right? So they really want to people to add a drink to their meal. You know, sometimes people, they don't even want the drink. They want the burger and the fries, but they might as well get the drink. It comes in a combo, right? And then you get so many empty calories in that beverage because it's not really quenching your thirst. It's definitely not providing any nutritional value for you. And so it's just not a healthy habit to go forward with. It's really something that for me to pick on with people is let's not drink our calories. Let's eat our calories.
So we're better off drinking water with the meal. I mean, when it gets right down to it.
Yes, in a perfect world, yes. But a lot of times when people are trying to create new habits, going from drinking soda to drinking water is a really big transition that they're just not going to stick with. So my suggestion would be, let's take baby steps. The first thing is, let's try to go to beverages that don't have the added sugar. So maybe you don't like water, but at least drinking 100% fruit juice or drinking a flavored water or some type of a coconut water beverage, you know, kombucha, those type of things would be a big step up over drinking sodas and sugar sweetened beverages. So sometimes that big 180 isn't a attainable or sustainable habit right off the bat. So let's just try to take, again, one step better. Let's get away from the added sugar and let's try to do something that's just naturally sweetened.
So we need to learn how to read the description on the boxes as to what is in the drinks that you're putting in your body.
Yes, absolutely. Just, it doesn't take much to just turn it around, right? And look at it. And if it doesn't have it on there, if it's something you go through a drive through, it's kind of like if you ever go in a place and they don't have prices on anything, right? Then you're immediately going,
yeah.
You know, it must be really expensive if it doesn't have a price on its menu, right? So I would kind of look at the same way. If it doesn't have how many grams of sugar it has on the menu, on the cup or what have you, they probably don't want me to know.
This is why you need to go to Sunshine Nutrition Center, talk with Kim Hilsman, and learn more about what you should be putting into your body. Kim, where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
So Sunshine Nutrition Center is in two locations, one in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road, and then also here in Murfreesboro at 621 South Church Street.
Kim Dunaway with us this morning from Sunshine Nutrition Center, where they always help you to live better, healthier.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. And I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having three chef-prepared meals every day. Make new friends. Learn a new hobby. Lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30. Good morning, everybody. It is the 2nd of March. County and city schools out tomorrow because tomorrow is Election Day, so get out and vote. John?
Call or text your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, located at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Connie Hires is today's good neighbor of the day. She's a sweet lady who is always thinking of others, so she's going to receive some flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts.
Time to get a check of the latest in local news, traffic, and weather. And here on WGNS, it's brought to you by our friends at French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
Yes. French's has a big, and I mean really big, sale going on now. Winter gear blowout at French's. 30% off the entire stock of Carhartt outerwear, including insulated boots, jackets, vests, and more. That's French's Shoes and Boots, South Church, between Middle Tennessee and the interstate.
Good morning, guys. We are looking at a very wet week out there, as we're going to have off and on chances of rain and possibly even a few thunderstorms at times as well. Throughout your day today, rain showers are likely, and we'll see a couple of embedded thunderstorms. Highs are only going to be at 61. Up to a half an inch of rain may fall. Shower and thunderstorm activity does continue tonight with a low at 54. Warmer on your Tuesday with more rain, 68.
Right now, 51. Good morning. Heavy traffic continues out here right on Schedule 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area headed towards Nashville. Yes, it's busy on 840 getting actually headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County, coming off that ramp from 41 on to 840. That has really picked up in the last few minutes. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call and get a 10% discount. Nash Painting, here's the number, 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Rutherford County citizens and the rest of Tennessee go to the polls Super Tuesday, March 3rd, to cast their votes in the presidential preference primaries. Democratic presidential candidates campaigned in the state. As Election Day draws near, Mike Bloomberg was in Memphis, Clarksville, and Johnson City Friday, and Senator Amy Klobuchar stumped in Nashville. Bloomberg will appear for the first time on a ballot this primary season, while Klobuchar is battling to remain relevant in the race. Tennessee has an open primary, with the state awarding 73 delegates, 64 of which are pledged and allocated based on the results of the primary. Meanwhile, an opinion poll released on Friday forecasts Joe Biden as the winner of the Tennessee Democratic presidential primary. 538.com projects Biden winning an average of 29% of the vote in the volunteer state on Super Tuesday. Bernie Sanders expected to finish second. Mike Bloomberg projected to finish third. A man who pled guilty to charges including aggravated robbery and attempted murder against his stepmother has filed another appeal. Tamir Clark was sentenced to serve 25 years in prison without parole in 2012. His first appeal, alleging ineffective assistance of counsel, was turned down. A second request, stating new evidence had been discovered, was also rejected. This time, Clark wanted to withdraw his guilty plea because the judgment for his robbery conviction failed to provide a schedule for or method of payment of restitution. The court again rejected his request, and Clark will be behind bars until 2036. A community kickoff for the Safe Baby Court program in Rutherford County will take place at 5:30 Thursday, March 12th, in the Maple Room of the Murfreesboro Housing Authority. The program connects the families of newborns to three-year-olds with mental health service providers, early childhood services, and community resources with the goal of reuniting the family. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
It's Scott Walker. Guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T or something else, like sleep apnea or even low thyroid. Start your year healthier with a quick and easy health assessment at Low T Center. They treat more than low T, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, and more. It's covered by most health insurance. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy, have weight gain and loss of muscle mass, call Low T Center, 615-603-3542. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Don't miss a moment of the excitement of Middle Tennessee men's and women's basketball. You'll want to be part of the Murphy Center Madness. Single game tickets are on sale now by going to GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets. Watch every second of Blue Raider men's and women's basketball in the Glass House. Head to GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets.
Middle Tennessee, our town, our team.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back. It's 7:35, coming up on 7:36 here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS. Last few moments of the show. We had so much fun with...
You bugged me, babe.
A few minutes ago. This is something that bugs me, too, that we're going to talk about here, Dalton.
Oh, we're going to keep it going.
I'm sure it bugs everybody here.
Is it still stickers? Are we still talking about stickers?
No.
That bugs me.
But the topic that you were going to bring up is what I was trying to lead into eloquently.
I'm sorry.
And you ruined it.
You did give me a question. That, can I ask it before I go into my topic?
There's not a lot to work with.
Well, that's true.
You know.
I try to make it smooth, make the transitions work. But anyway, segue blown. Dalton, do you have anything to share?
I would like to ask
share?
Mr. Dinkins a question before we go into it.
Why me?
Well, I was going to ask. You know, we talked about the stickers earlier and when they peel off and how they stay.
This show's off the rails.
Is that considered a nerny? Half torn off stickers? Would that be a nerny?
No.
No? Okay.
No. It is paper.
Okay.
Paper is excluded from the nerny list.
I can't believe you
don't.
What
about a little paper wad?
No, it's still not a nerny, no.
Okay.
It's disposable. Nernies, a lot of people keep.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that drives me crazy.
Anyway, segue.
I mean, don't you know the law of nernies?
Well, no, we haven't had nerny talk in a while. We'll have to do that soon.
I'm going to write a book about nernies.
Are you?
To educate people.
Well, it'd be more exciting than this segment.
We're going to talk about scam text messages, something that you've gotten and I've gotten and... You've gotten...
You bug me, babe.
These do bug everyone in the world. I don't... Maybe there's some weirdo out there who likes scam text messages, but I've never met him. Mm. So...
I'm calling our audience weirdos now.
Okay. No, I doubt anybody listening likes them. So there was this
magazine... I doubt anybody's listening after that.
Well, that's probably true. But, you know, they're talking about scammers, and they're targeting people through believable text messages, posing as shipping and delivery confirmation messages. This is a new scam that's going on. They went on to say that although it's not the first time that this has been done... They are a little higher in number. So here's an example. Hello, sir. Your FedEx package with tracking code, there's a code there, is waiting for you to set delivery preferences. And then there's a link. When you open up that link, you have to put in your home address. You have to put in your information and that sort of thing. And that's how they get your information. And then when you put in your phone number, they can then send that out to everybody else so that other people get your, you know... so that you get more and more of these scams. So if you get something like that and you don't recognize the number, usually those companies aren't going to contact you to set your delivery preferences anyway. They're just going to deliver things.
Yeah.
Right. So don't respond to those. And if you have any questions, call the manufacturer who you bought the product from online. If you're even waiting for something, if you're not, just ignore it. But gotta be careful with that kind of stuff because that's how people get your information. And then once one person has your phone number or email, then everybody's going
to
have it.
Here's something interesting I can add to that because I've talked to James Price with the Better Business Bureau, and he brings up a very good point. This scam network, people are trying to get pieces of your information. They already maybe have your name, so they know how to talk to you by name. They've got your phone number. Maybe they don't have your address. And so they get pieces of this information, and then all these scammers are kind of together. They sell the info. So maybe one scammer gets your address, and so then they've got everything but your banking account information. And then you give them that, they've got everything they need to drain your bank. So they're always fishing for little bits and pieces of information. So protect your info.
And more they get, the more in danger you are. And the more people who have it, the more information that they can get. And they share this stuff with each other. They buy and sell phone numbers and personal information back and forth from different scammers.
Yeah.
So just because one company has your information doesn't mean that another one won't.
You know, you talk with your hands. Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. Okay. I was listening. You talk a lot with your hands.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah. Kind of weird.
That was some
good stuff. Yeah, that's good, the more you know kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, twinkle. Please play the music.
Let's just get out of here. We'll be back to wrap it all up here in just a sec.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Count on Haynes True Value Hardware for the best bargains around. Right now, a Louisville 2-foot aluminum stepladder is just $29.99 while supplies last. It has a molded plastic platform, slip-resistant feet, and reinforced bottom braces. It's the perfect size for a variety of painting, storage, and cleaning needs. The 2-foot aluminum stepladder is just $29.99. This is Jerry Sanders. Stop in for this bargain of the month today at Haynes True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at TheLiberatedEater.com. I help people who are sick of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to TheLiberatedEater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. TheLiberatedEater.com. Things are about to change.
Huge winter gear blowout sale going on now at French's Shoes and Boots. Unbeatable savings like 50% off all Carhartt long sleeve and sweatshirts and 30% off the entire stock of Carhartt outerwear, including insulated boots. That's 30% off French's everyday low prices on new jackets, vests, and more. Hurry to French's because these deals won't last.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
On South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Wish we were still sweet dreaming. But it's time to get up and at 'em and out the door.
Time to go.
Yep. Just bite the bullet.
It really is.
Thank you, John. We'll come back to you in a moment. Right now it's time.
Oh, I was waiting for the juniors.
Yeah. It's time for a word from our friends at Junior's Foodland. 320.
My sister went by. Excuse me. Don't cut me off.
Well, I was doing my Junior's thing.
Why do you have to cut everybody off when you do? My sister went to Junior's just the other day and got that five for $20 package.
Yeah.
Man, it's a good deal. I couldn't believe it.
Mix and match, meat and frozen items, $19.99.
Yeah, I mean, it was, they do a good job of that.
A lot of good stuff out there. And if you want to check out their weekly specials, like their Facebook page, get the best deals in town and the circular right there on their Facebook page or at juniorsfoodland.com as well. And you can pick one up in the store if you like to carry it around the store with you. Now, they've got them marked throughout the store in the aisle, so you can check them out there. And you've also got the circular with you, of course, as well. They love to save you money at Junior's, and they appreciate you. And that's why they have specials every week with big deals to save you money and save you time when you shop the store. Plus, they've got everyday low prices at Junior's as well, so you get all of that. The point is to give you, their customers, the best deal in town all the time. And they do that at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Well, we had a little nerdy education today on what is and what isn't a nerdy. I still don't think Dalton understands.
No, I thought that was already, everything about nerdies had been decided and talked about, but obviously.
Well, there are some things.
New examples.
Still, you know, because we talked about how a mosquito is a nerdy about a year ago.
A dead one.
Well, and a live one you said was an organic nerdy. I think I named it an organic nerdy, but you did. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I don't know that there are categories of nerdies. Organic, inorganic.
You can check.
Gluten-free nerdies.
keto Nernies?
A gluten-free Nernie is anything gluten-free. Do we learn anything else today?
Yes.
No.
No.
Dr. Seuss, it's his birthday.
That's right.
And it's his name was Theodore Grizel.
That is true.
Yes. Real name. But he wasn't really a doctor, we think.
We don't, yeah. I heard that at some point in my life, and I've never checked.
That probably spread around from some
kids.
Here's
the problem with our show.
Yeah.
Dalton hears things in his life, as he just said.
Well.
And then he throws it out there on the radio, folks.
I'll typically specify if I actually know something or not.